This Sunday, the world-famous Skellig Michael site opens to the public for its first full season since 2019. Due to the pandemic, the site was closed completely in 2020 and it only had limited opening season last year. The Skelligs are 12 kilometres off the South Kerry coast and are accessed by boat from Port Magee. And joining us from there now is Gerard Kennedy, the owner of the Moorings Pub and Guesthouse in Port Magee. Good morning, Gerard.
Good morning, Samantha. How are you?
Thank you for joining us this morning. Will you begin by telling me how important Skellig Michael is to Port Magee? And given the fact that business was gone in 2020 and only came back in a limited way last year, have the local businesses managed to stay afloat?
Yeah, they have, Samantha. It's been pretty hard, of course, you know. But the local businesses have stayed going. But they're really looking forward to this Sunday now, because this is the beginning of our season, you know, with for the bars, accommodation providers, restaurants, shops, you know, viewing points and the Skelligs experience even. So it's a big, that's the real beginning of our season, you know.
And last summer, I imagine the majority of your guests were Irish people who were holidaying at home. But is there any evidence of a return of international travellers this year?
There are actually, yes, Samantha. I've been very surprised about the amount of Europeans that are coming this year. The Americans have started. So it's very good, really. It's fizzling back, even though the Irish are up again this year, I notice, you know.
And what do those visitors mean in terms of jobs and money to the local economy?
Well, I suppose locally in the village itself, like, we would have an extra 200 jobs between the boats and the shops and all that, you know. But to the local areas, what we did a survey there a few years ago, it's about 19 million. And that's only to this area, which is a lot of money coming into the area.
Now, I was lucky enough to take a boat trip out there last July on one of the most glorious days of the year, but it's a place that's really at the mercy of the weather and the opening has been delayed by a day or so because of it. What impact does a bad spell have on business?
Oh my God, yeah, it is very hard, like, because people are on their way and they don't really know. You don't know, as you know, Samantha, you were here until the morning, you know? And there you are, and people are waiting, and then they're waiting for the next day to get out, and they can't get out the next day because the next day is full. But I do notice that there's extra boats, and there's a lot of spaces left on boats for this year, you know. And there's a new thing happening to trips going around the Skelligs, which for people that can't land on the Skelligs, that's very big as well, you know. But it does have a big impact when they can go out, you know.
Okay, well, we'll hope the sun keeps shining for you there in South Kerry. And thanks very much for joining us on the line this morning, Gerard Kennedy, owner of the Moorings Pub and Guesthouse in Port Magee.